You called for me? Are you okay, little one? Where are you? Where? Look at you. It seems like you wanted me to look at you more than you needed something. All the wealth within these walls, and you are still the shiniest thing. My eyes are drawn to you regardless of the mountains of gems and gold surrounding you. You're still my favorite treasure, little one. Draped so delicately over the chaise, wearing that flimsy excuse of a robe. Did you have a problem keeping yourself entertained or something? Oh, poor thing. With no one to entertain you for long hours, what are you supposed to do? Did you manage to keep the boredom at bay? And do you wish to tell me what it was that you did? Or are we going to keep playing 20 questions and having this drag out so much longer than it needs to be? Well, it seems that someone is having a bit of an attitude today. If you want to play, little one, we can play. Why don't you use your words for me? I know that you know how to speak, so let's put that voice of yours to good use. Is someone in a bit of a bratty mood today? I should just know what kind of a mood you're in, given your expressions. So vocal without ever needing to say anything, draping yourself in such a provocative manner. It's like you're daring me to do something to you. I could do whatever I want to you right now. Wrap you up in my wings, stick my tongue down your throat, and fuck you with my tail, and you wouldn't say no. You would simply beg for me to take you, wouldn't you? That doesn't seem all that truthful, little one. I don't like when you lie to me when it's so obvious what you want. You set this up, wearing such a revealing little robe to tempt me into fucking you, calling me in here, pretending that you needed help only to distract me with your amazing body. Come on, don't play coy. You wanted to see just how weak you can get me with only a look and an outfit, didn't you? You're my favorite thing in the world, you know that? I don't think you do. Out of everything in my collection, you are my favorite edition treasure. Crowns from dead kings, dresses from dead queens, entire galleons of priceless artifacts. And they don't compare to you. In this room, despite all my glittering prizes, my eyes went directly to you. You must have been nervous calling my name, hoping that I wouldn't pick up on the lilt in your voice or the clear smile that could be heard. Even now, you're looking at me like you're tempting me to devour you. I adore you, little one. I have never loved any of my prizes like I love you. Why don't you show me what you're hiding underneath that robe of yours? If you're going to tease me like this, you might as well just show me everything. That robe leaves very little to the imagination. I can see how it's hugging every inch of your body. Don't leave it like that. It would be unfair to me, treasure. Let me see the effort you put into this sexy outfit. I know you must have worked hard. Show me what's underneath. I like it better when you're on display like this, little one. Being able to see every inch of your pretty skin. Run my scaly hand along your torso, down your sides. Caressing you nice and gently. It feels good, doesn't it? My claws getting dangerously close to delicate areas. Areas that are far too sensitive. Just a little too much pressure and I could break the skin. Oh, that's it. I love you so much, little one. Watching you try to compose yourself the closer I loom. You're going to get what you want, treasure. You wanted me to fuck you. Your dramatic display with the rope. It worked. Don't look so shocked now. I can hardly resist when it comes to you, little one. Any excuse to have you gasping around me is good enough. You just feel so good when you're taking me, treasure. I can't help it. Regardless of how much I fuck you, how deep you take me, how much I stretch you out, you always grip me like a goddamn vice. It makes me lose what's left of my sanity. I can even see the same happening to you. You're struggling to keep it together right now, aren't you? Yes, you are. Just look at you, ignoring the throbbing between your legs, how your blood has started to pump everywhere else but your head. Go ahead and look me in the eyes. Tell me you don't want me, little one, and I'll go. I'll leave you alone to spread out on the chaise and get back to what you were doing if you really don't want to be my entire focus. Oh, you look torn. Is that not what you want? That's a shame. You want me, don't you? Yes, you do. It's written all over your cute face, treasure. You want me to fuck you? To take you for myself and leave nothing but crumbs left? You want to be fucked until you forget your own name? Admit it. Well, fine. If you don't want me to give you my undivided attention, you should have just said so. I'll fly out of this room and leave you to take care of yourself. I'm sure that will do wonders for your boredom. I'll leave the entertaining to yourself then. Good luck, treasure. What was that? Did you say no? Are you asking me to stay and keep you occupied, little one? I'm going to need something better than that. Say that a bit louder for me. That's what I thought you said. You want me to stay, treasure? Then I'll stay. But I don't want you to forget that this is what you asked for. Remind me of your safe word, little one. Good job. Don't forget it. That's the only word that you can say that will make me stop. I plan to enjoy my treasure to the fullest extent possible. What am I doing? What a silly question, little one. Isn't it obvious? I'm moving my tail between your legs so that you can start getting yourself off. I figure if you're so eager to be fucked, then you might as well do it yourself. You're going to have to work for it, treasure. my wing wrapped around you, helping to keep you in place while my scales start to tease. It feels good, doesn't it? Someone's being impatient, already trying to grind yourself against me. Did you wait for permission, or did you forget about that? I only ask because you weren't able to get friction like that with how tightly you were being held. You aren't going to get what you want simply because you're cute. Putting on a gorgeous robe and draping yourself over furniture doesn't make you fuckable, little one. Being good for me, doing what you're told, that's what gets you fucked. Are you going to behave yourself for me? That doesn't sound like a guarantee, treasure. I need to know that you're going to do what I ask of you when my wings let go. Look at me. Good. I know it's really hard with my tail playing with you like this. Not doing anything more than being a pressure resting against you. Tempting you with what you want but can't have. It must be torture. It's a little bit like when I was called in here to help you. And then I was met with your display. So clearly wanting attention and to be fucked. Thinking you were being coy with it. It's cute how clever you think you are, little one. Let's remind you why you are the one that's underneath me. You can start moving now. That feels nice. Remember to start off slow. You don't want to lose your stamina halfway through because you went too big too soon. Oh, what's wrong? I thought you wanted this. You wanted to get off. You wanted to have sex. I'm giving you what you want, little one. You should be excited. It's not very often that I give you exactly what you want. Oh, come now. Don't be so pouty. You never specified how you wanted me or how you wanted to come. You left that all up to me, and I'm taking full advantage of it. I love you, treasure. And I love watching you work yourself like this. Your body shaking in pleasure as my scales grind against you. Thick and hard between your legs as you squeeze, trying to get any more friction. That's it, little one. Keep going. Keep making yourself feel good. Yeah, just like that. You look so good like this. So just keep going. Keep letting that pleasure continue to grow. It's so nice, isn't it? It feels so good. You don't want to stop moving. You want to keep it up. So do that. Keep fucking yourself against me. Oh, yeah. Just like that, little one. It feels good, doesn't it? I bet it does. Judging from your moans, at least. It feels better than good. It must feel amazing to finally get some relief, huh? Oh, don't be so upset. This is what you were so desperate for, treasure. Is this not what you were thinking? Is this not what you wanted? I thought you wanted to feel good. I thought you needed some sort of release. I thought you wanted to have sex and be fucked. That's exactly what you're getting right now, treasure. So what is there to complain about? Genuinely at a loss. Because what could you be wanting? Is it about how empty you are? Because if it is, that's something you really shouldn't worry about. And come to think of it, I only let those who are obedient inside me. You wanted to be a brat today, so it's not like you have anything to worry about over there. I can't think of anything other than you have to prove to me that you can be good. You have to show me that you can learn. But all you've shown me is that your ego has gotten a little too big. Demanding to be fucked when you want, how you want it. That's not how this works, treasure. What I'm doing right now, this is for your own good. I'm helping you and giving you what you want. What more could you ask for, really? Normally I only punish you, but this time I'm being nice about it. Isn't it so much fun to learn lessons? Yes, it is. Because with every lesson you learn, the closer you get to fucking me. Once you can behave yourself, I'll let you inside. Whether you want it to be with a toy or something natural. But you have to show me that you can be good first. That you can come just like this. You need to be able to take orders. Something you haven't done for me today. You complained when you weren't being fucked, and now that you are being fucked, you're having a hard time taking it. You just can't keep up, can you? My scales shifting and massaging against you. You can't help but let out a moan. Grind yourself further against me. Oh, that's it. You aren't happy that it feels so good, are you? Pretending that you aren't enjoying this as much as you are. You can say you don't like it. You can say that you wanted to feel more of me. But your body doesn't. It responds so beautifully to me like this. You get closer to coming whether you want to or not. And you're going to come for me, aren't you? Yes, you are. Not right now, but soon. Soon you're not going to be able to hold back. And you're going to get that release you wanted so badly. I'm just giving you what you want, treasure. Is this not what you asked for? Oh, but I think it was. Otherwise, why would you have worn such a seductive robe? Why else would you have posed yourself so lewdly on a chaise? You were begging for me to take you. Only this time, you didn't get it the way you wanted. And that's why you're pouting. You should be happy you're being fucked at all. You should be enjoying the pleasure I give to you because this could have been painful for you. It could have. I am a mistress of both, and you know that very well. There's a few bruises on your ass from the last time we played hard together. You can still feel it, can't you? With every movement against my tail, you can feel those bruises, right? I know you can. Letting out those grunts of pleasure the more you take from me. You're getting closer, aren't you? Yes, you are. Just look at you, treasure. Doing so good for me. Keep this up and I'll actually let you fuck me later. You might actually get what you want if you keep being this good for me. But are you capable of not teasing for a few minutes? Is it truly possible for you to behave well for me? I don't know if it is. Even with an orgasm on the table, your attitude, it's quite large. Desperately trying to make yourself come before I take away the pleasure. You aren't even sure if I'm giving you permission to come yet. So, maybe if you do come before I say no, you won't get in any trouble. I know how your mind works, Brad. You're getting out of this in an easy way. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're scheming, I've already thought of a few minutes ago. I was able to because my brain, it wasn't addled with sex and wanting to come like yours. Now you're caught in the loop of pleasure, of wanting to come, but not getting enough from me. My tail pushing up against you, the pressure increasing with every movement. You feel so good against me, little one. Keep it up for me. You're going to be good for me and wait for permission to come, aren't you? Yes, you are. You've been so good for me so far. You aren't going to disappoint me now, are you? I didn't think you were. You want to be good for me and come. You want to be able to fuck me later. I know my pussy is your favorite thing in the world. The wet folds taste so delicious against your tongue. The way you flick against my clit, grind against my tail at the same time. I guess you won't be needing to do that today, will you? No, you won't. You would have already come from it earlier in the day. I mean, just look at you. Getting more and more desperate to come. You're right on the edge, aren't you? What did I say about lying, little one? I don't like liars. So I'm going to ask you again. And I'm giving you one more chance to say the truth. Don't fuck it up this time and ruin our special evening. You are right on the edge of coming, aren't you? That's what I thought, treasure. See how easy it is to tell the truth? It's so nice because now I can give you what you need. If you had answered correctly and used your words, well, if you hadn't answered correctly and you didn't use your words, I wouldn't know how close you were to an orgasm, little one. I know my tail feels good, and I know you get lost in the haze of your own pleasure, but you have to help me out. Oh, don't be sad. You've been so good for me. I'm still proud of you, little one. Yes, I am. You're making me so happy. You've done so well for me, trying your best to be good. You want to be on my good side again, and it shows. I'm really, really impressed with you, little one. So why don't you come for me? You've earned this. Come for me, little one. Be good for your dragon mistress and come all over my tail. Oh, just like that. So good for me. Yes, you are. Oh, so good for me, treasure. Waiting until you had permission. Oh, well, that's so good. I'm so proud of you. Yes, I am. Oh, so good for me. How are you feeling now that you've had your chance to come? I'm sure you do. And I'm also confident that that wasn't the last time I'm going to be seeing that trick. You just figured out how to quickly seduce your mate. I'm sure that my little brat isn't going to be abusing that anytime soon. Promise me that you'll use it responsibly, okay? Promise me, treasure. I see that glint in your eyes. I don't like it. Promise me you're only going to use this for good. Thank you. Good job. Oh, fuck. What kind of a loaded gun did I just give you, little one?